Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Marketing Ingredients Podcast. My name is Chef Katrina. I'm super excited to have you guys on with me today because we're talking about something that's near and dear to my heart as a blogger, which is syndication, right? We talk about how do we get more eyeballs on your blog. This is like one of the questions that keeps coming up. Like, hey, how do I get more people to come see my blog? Or, hey, how do I get people to engage on my site? Or, hey, you know, what else can I be doing to build my audience and build my awareness out there? And like many new bloggers, when you first start, you really don't have an audience, right? We don't have a huge following. Maybe we have some family and friends, but we're looking to grow that audience. We're looking to grow our authority. And to do that, we have to do something called syndication. We have to do something that will get our pod or our blog out there to our audience. And maybe to those that don't know we exist yet. So these are some crucial components that I'm going to cover here today. I'm going to give you some websites that I use that I know are fantastic for helping you syndicate out your information. We're also going to talk about what you have to do yourself. So we don't want to just rely on everybody else to do everything for this. There is a little bit of work that you as a blogger have to do when you first write your blog post. And it always makes me laugh a little when I see a brand new blog post because I'm involved in some of these blogging communities that are out there. And these people post their blog post, and I go to their site, and it kind of makes me laugh a little with what I see there. And I'll explain why it makes me laugh a little because I'll go to these blogs, right? And the content is amazing. The stories are great. And they're really about helping and educating people, which I love. But when you look at the share, right, when you look at if anyone shared the content on any social media site, there's a big fat zero, right? Not a single person has shared anywhere on social media. So it makes me laugh a little because what a lot of bloggers don't is they don't shout their own success, right? If you're going to hit the publish button, the absolute next thing you need to do is go to your post and start sharing it on your social media site, right? And one way that we talk about this a lot is that when you're building your blog, right, as soon as you have your blog, you have your domain, you kind of have an idea of what you're going to be. So for those that are, I'm going to speak directly to those that are self-branding, okay? So those of you that are saying, hey, I want to brand myself as an authority figure, I want to brand myself as an expert in so-and-so and such, so my blog is named xyandz.com. The next thing you should do is you should go onto every social media site that you know that's popular, so such as Twitter, your Facebook, Google+, your Instagram, and you do what I call stake claim on your property, right, for social media. If your blog name is xyandz.com, then you absolutely want to make sure you have XYZ as your Twitter name. You want to make sure you have XYZ as your Facebook page. You want to make sure you have XYZ as your Google+ page. You want to make sure you have XYZ as your Instagram. Like, you want a congruency across all boards of exposure, right? You really want to make sure that no matter where anybody looks online, they're either going to find your blog or they're going to find you somewhere on social media. And it's really key that you understand it. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be playing on all these social media sites. By no means do I mean to tell you that at all. Please do not. Pick one site where you're going to fully engage. The reason you're grabbing all the social media sites is, A, you're going to need it to be promoting your blog, right? You need a place to go and trout your own success. Another thing is that you want to make sure you own the real estate. You don't want to have to go back a year from now or 2 years from now and try to grab that information on those sites when you're ready to go and play on them and not have the username that's congruent with your brand. And you don't want to pay a bajillion dollars to buy it from somebody. So that is why I say when you get online, go ahead and grab all of your social media that ties to that brand, right? Own it so that nobody else can take it from you. And that's one of my really big tip-offs to people that most of them, they don't think about doing. They go, oh, I have my blog. But on the flip side of that, grab the social media that's congruent with the name, okay? So with that being said, we'll go back to the person that when you hit the publish button, you're going to go on there and you're going to go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to share this to my Twitter account. I'm going to share this to my Facebook account. You're going to start kind of tooting your own horn, right? And the reason that you want to do this is that you need to be the first person that is excited about your blog post. Because only when other people see that people have been sharing, do they share themselves. It's a psychological thing. I don't always understand it, as I do. But people don't like to be the first to share it, but they'll definitely follow other people that share it. So if there's a large group that's sharing on Facebook, then they're going to share on Facebook, maybe because that's where they saw it from, or that's where they play the most on. You're going to have people that are going to see it on Google+, they're going to share it there. So when you have share buttons on your blog, this is thought process number two. It's not about where you reside. It's about where your fans are residing, right? Where do they want to share their content? Don't limit where you want people to share it. You have a blog. You should be allowed to scream and yell it anywhere they want. So go ahead and leave it open for them to go and share on the platform of their choice. Maybe they have multiple platforms they want to share your content on. By all means, let them go at it, right? That's going to be the best thing for you and for your blog. So back to the syndication. So we talked about making sure you share your own content. We talked about making sure you got your own social media. The way to syndicate your content, besides sharing it yourself, at this point, there's a couple of options, and I want to dive a little deep into some of these. The first one is there are plenty of groups on Facebook, blogging groups. Some of them have really strict rules and regulations, which I actually love, about blogging. So, like, if you're going to post your blog there, you have to comment and engage on other people's blogs. This is crucial. As a blogger, it's not all about you. You need to be building relationships with other bloggers. And the more that you can do this, the stronger your blog is going to be. Because in commenting on other people's blogs, you start creating what we call backlinks. You start creating relationships. You start developing and having people start sharing your content for you, maybe outside of the circle where you would normally talk to people, right? So go onto Facebook, search the groups, look for blog syndication, look for blogger groups, and find the one that's the right fit for you, but making sure that you're engaging. Don't just go in there to post. Go in there to engage. Another one of my favorite ones, and it only happens 4 times a year, there is a 30-day challenge that takes place. It's called the Ultimate Blog Challenge. So I've written it down, it's ultimateblogchallenge.com. You can go there. And what it is that for 4 times out of the year, for 30 days, I believe we just ended the last one for this year, so we start one, I think, on January, if I'm not mistaken. But what it is it's 30 days of straight-up blogging, right? So you're going to go on there, you're going to post your blog comment, you're going to put it onto the news feed, and you're also going to be part of the daisy chain, which means that if you're posting your content there, you have to comment and like and share the 2 blog posts ahead of you, which also is really cool because you're getting to learn what other people are blogging about. You get to see what's good and bad about blogging. But that's a really great way to, again, develop likes and comments on your blog. Sorry, I stumbled over there. My line went blank. But you really want that social engagement, and being part of these blogging communities can really up your social engagement. And the more comments you have, the more sharing you have, the higher your rank goes, because Google goes, ooh, people like you. I'm going to give you, a higher preference than most people, okay? Another little tool that I love and I found, and again, there are some groups either on the Facebook or I've also found them on Google+. Those are my 2 places to go and search. But there's something called TwitterFeed.com. So that's TwitterFeed, FEED.com. And really what this allows you to do is it allows you to take your feed and socialize it across multiple networks. It also allows you to join communities where TwitterFeed will tie into other bloggers. So not only are they syndicating you once you hit the publish button, but you're also syndicating them when they hit the publish button. So there's a mutuality in there, so make sure you're with a group of bloggers that is in your niche, per se. So if you're an internet marketer, stay with that one. If you're, online marketer. So depending on where your niche is, you can find groups that are in Twitter feed that can help you syndicate your content. And this is a really great way to build a massive following on Twitter and really engage. And also it works well with Facebook and LinkedIn. So there's some real key benefits to using Twitter feed in terms of helping syndicate out your information to other social media sites. Another one of mine that I found really in the very beginning is something called OnlyWire. So it's OnlyWire. It's OnlyWire.com. This one is an interesting syndication site also, because of the fact that it has the ability to post your content to over 50 different social profiles at one time. So if you really want to, this again, this is why I say grab your brand, grab everything around it, but you can actually set up to 50 profiles. It takes a little time to get started, but it will be well worth it for you to have these social media sites set up so that as you're building your content, it's getting shared on different places, and that is a good thing, right? I absolutely love that one. So that is another automatic social media posting one. I like the Twitter feed. Those are my favorites. And I did mention here in the comments for today and what we were talking about, there are three key places to get syndication and get lots of eyeballs on your content in the shortest amount of time. And those three places really are, it's going to be like OnlyWire, it's going to be a Twitter feed, and it's really going to be up to you to socialize your blog by joining blogging communities, right? You're going to get a lot of eyeballs in the shortest amount of time when you're involved with active bloggers that are constantly supporting, helping, and building each other up. And that is, really, syndication is nothing more than people. So you have got to give in order to receive with a blog. So making sure you're out there commenting on other people's blogs, engaging with them. The one thing I see a lot of people do, and I did it in the very beginning myself, is that we don't reciprocate, right? We get all these comments and everything else, but we're maybe not going and checking out their comment and what they're doing, and that's kind of a downside. So the benefit is to really find a blogging community or a blogging system that can help benefit you, which will tie me back into blogging ingredients, which is a blogging course I created. And having studied blogging for the past few years, one thing I was noticing, I was buying all these blogging courses, which are fantastic in terms of teaching you how to blog, but they're just technical. There's really no support around that. So when blogging ingredients as a product came to mind, there was a couple of things I really wanted to make sure that were there, especially for the new beginner, was that I wanted to give you a daisy chain yourself inside a protected community such as Blogging Ingredients, so that when you posted your first blog, not only would you get feedback from the other bloggers that were starting off very similar to where you were right in the very beginning, but you also had the ability for them to start sharing and promoting your blog right out of the gate. So it wasn't like you were trying to do this all on your own. You have a support team within Blogging Ingredients that can help syndicate your information for you, right? Can help syndicate your blog and really get you off to the right start in the very beginning, because having those shares and those comments on your blog is really, really important. So part of my passion around and teaching around Blogging Ingredients, which is it's my online blogging course. It's a self-paced course where you go through and you're going to learn the beginning parts of blogging, so like setting it up, getting it started, what you need to have in place, what social media shares you need to have in place, kind of teaching you the lingo and understanding how do you actually market your blog once you have it out there. So, again, what I wanted to make sure that there was there was that there was a community aspect, and I also wanted to make sure that if you do have technical questions, because most bloggers do. I know I did in the beginning, and it frustrated me that I didn't have access to somebody that could just answer a very simple question. So I also created a weekly hangout where we have the ability to have live communications. We can do tech support right there in front of everybody else. And what this does is it teaches the whole group and helps everyone become more aware of what they can do with their blog. And I think that's a really crucial component beyond just buying a blogging course and learning how to blog. You need to have the community there. You need to have kind of somebody there that can help you along the process. So if that's something that interests you as a blogger or somebody that you're like, hey, I could really benefit from that, I've been stuck with my blog, it's not moving anywhere, then absolutely I recommend heading over to bloggingingredients.com. Check out the training video that's on there. I give you some really good insider information about building your blog, how it's supposed to look. And that's all free for you guys to take a look at. And if you're up for it, go ahead and join me in Blogging Ingredients. Welcome into the community. And let's get you in a good place to start. So thanks, guys, for joining me. My name is Chef Katrina. This is Marketing Ingredients, and I'll see you guys next week.